Okay, hello, my lovelies. So we are into implementation week of the on-camera boot camp and our office hours. And Sandra and Katie, I'm so excited to see you guys here. And we may or may not have other people drop in. So if we do, cool. If we don't, cool. Sound good?
Sounds good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So Sandra, let's start with you because you were telling me a little bit about what you experienced today as you're uploading your video. And do you want to just fill Katie in a little bit about your process and what was going on?
Sure. So I did the Sarah gave me, it was a fortnight ago, I think. Mm-hmm. And which was the one, you know, who am I inspiring? What am I giving my tribe that is awesome? You know, tell us what is good. When we were talking about the awesomeness list, actually. And I was just saying that I did it and I sort of hesitated putting it up because I just wasn't really, I didn't feel it. I didn't feel that I had really connected with my audience, which is actually you at this point in time. So I decided to put it up anyway, even though it's flawed. And I didn't actually answer the first part of the question, which is who am I inspiring? So that wasn't very good. But I was just saying I learnt from that. So, and I was going to redo it, but then I thought, no, in the spirit of this and things not being perfect, I would post it. So I posted it today.
Woohoo! And I have to say, I really have to applaud you for that, Sandra, because, you know, the perfectionist in us wants to get it right, you know? But as you're discovering with this process that we're doing right now, like, the words don't matter as much as just doing it, you know? You could get on and recite the alphabet. You know what I mean? As long as you're pressing record, that's actually what's the most important thing. Because most people, like, that's the hang up. Even if I said, okay, I want you to do the alphabet, just go on and or read the phone book to me, you know, half of the people wouldn't do it because they'd be really scared of getting it wrong. You know, they'd be scared to put themselves out there. So the fact that you put something out there that wasn't quite what you were supposed to do and it was a little bit, you felt a little off and all that jazz, like, I applaud you for doing it. And for posting it and letting it be what it is. So, like, I'm doing a happy dance for you right now. I mean, that's really brilliant, Sandra. And I love it, too, because I think, you know, the work that you do as an artist is so, it's very meticulous and it's very precise and specific to, you know, the design and the mathematics behind it and all that stuff, you know? So, like, I think this was really good that you allowed something to go out there that wasn't precisely perfect and, like, exactly what you needed it to be, yes. You know? So I'm really, yes. Really proud. Really proud of you.
And thank you.
Yeah, and for you, what was, like, when you pressed post, was it hard for you to do? Was it hard to go, oh my gosh, am I really putting this out there? Or were you like, no, I'm okay. I'm, like, cool to put this out there.
No, I actually, because I posted all my other video missions. I went to post it and I thought, no, it's not, it's off. And it's, you know, I haven't done a good job of this. And it was me talking to camera. It was one take. So it's absolutely raw. And I just thought, oh no, I realize I've missed this. And I just sat there and looked at it and I thought, well, if that was out in the world and I was trying to actually connect with people, I haven't done a good job here. So I didn't actually post it. And then yesterday was a really, really bad wet day and I wasn't here. So I kind of just forgot about it. And then I got up this morning and I thought, you know, I think I probably should really post that. So I went and had a shower and I came back and I did it. As soon as I was out of the shower, because I knew that if I procrastinated, that it wouldn't get up there. So I thought, I've just got to do it. And I just did it.
Yeah. Yay! Awesome. And Katie, what have you been up to this week, my dear? Oh, you got to unmute you. Yeah.
Yeah, I just did that. It's just, there's a fair amount of background stuff. Well, I've been doing some of the exercises of number three and actually went back to find some exercises that I hadn't done. So videos, but been preparing to do more. And mostly I've been doing other things because I've just got a whole ton of work, and it's been pretty intense also in my neck of the woods personally with my family and my mother nearly dying about a week or so ago, and she's getting better now, but you know, it's just been very intense. But I am going to video tomorrow. It's not one of the exercises, but I'm going out to an open mic and going to do one of my artist rants. So my friend's going to be there, so I'm hoping he'll video me and we'll post that.
Wow.
But,
That's a big
leap. Yeah, that's no good. Yeah, that's through that. I went through that last year.
Oh, bummer.
Not easy. Well, that's what I'm in a state, in an earthquake damage the estate. So, not easy.
Yeah, lots of emotional stuff. And if it's not enough dealing with one's own emotions, it's all the family coming at you as well from all their places.
Yeah.
You know, in very, not always direct manners. That's what I found. So anyway, it's been interesting time, and I'm just keeping myself relatively sane, taking off when I need to, and doing what I can, and I'm making slow progress on this video thing. But I feel confident that I'm going to do it all in the end. It's just a question of me actually being humane to myself.
Yes.
So that's about where I'm at.
And welcome, Gail. We're just caught up here, and Kitty just, let us know that she had a pretty tough family week. But she's taking the course one step at a time, and I'm all for that, Katie, because seriously, like, life happens, and we have to answer the call when it does. You know, and Sandra can speak to that from last year and her experiences. And, you know, like, I'll be here. We'll be here. You know, there's no rush. Okay. So I just want you to know that there's no pressure from me that you have to, like, just do everything right now for the course and, like, graduate with honors in the next 2 weeks. Like, you don't have to do that. Okay. So do what you can. But your family always comes first, okay? And your well-being comes first as well, okay? Yeah, deal? Thumbs up?
Deal, And I'm also I'm going to be getting away from the family for a little while, going to Mexico, to my other part of my family. And so I guess I'm going to try and do a bit of video while I'm traveling. En route, in order to actually get it done, I'm looking at those pockets of time now, and
I love that.
It may be a little different.
Yeah, you can.
So
give,
we'll see.
Bring us on the road trip with you. Bring us on the trip with you. That will be a lot of fun.
I'm going to a writers' conference in San Miguel, so that's going to be really interesting. So maybe I'll make a commitment here that I'll do a few clips, and even though it won't be on the topic that you've assigned, it will be just to kind of get used to this.
Yeah. It's, and like I say in the, I think the intro video for the video missions is, I will take any video you want to post. I always say, like, being honest or being straight up and just, you know, saying, hey, I'm having an off day, or hey, I'm in Mexico and I don't know, like, I will accept that over any video mission any day of the week. So you bring what you want to bring and we will accept with open arms. Okay.
Watch out.
Oh yeah. All of a sudden it's like 40 videos in a day. Well, I'll take it. Even though I'm making fun of it, I will take that. I will take whatever you want to throw at us. Okay. Okay, cool.
Thanks, Sarah.
Yeah, of course. And Gail, how has your week been? And how are you feeling with your video journey and all that jazz?
excuse me, it's going well. I have been doing some other stuff this week, and so I wasn't doing the videos so far. Yeah. But I was just getting ready to start into module 3, in wow. fact, this afternoon. So I will tackle that today, awesome. And looking forward to that. And I still need to do the last one from module 2. Which for me is the most difficult one for some reason, okay. but I'll do it, and then I'll dive into module 3. So yeah. I plan to get caught up before the end of the weekend, wow. hopefully.
That's so. Great. And remind me, so the last video mission in module 2, which one is that?
Oh, the awesomeness one.
Sandra, you can speak to Gail about this one. So Gail, tell yeah. me what's tripping you up about it, and where are the blocks coming?
No, I can do it. It's not yeah. it's not that bad. I was okay. just trying to find the list, and then just going. I don't know. It's just kind of weird. Yeah. So, little yeah, embarrassing. I'm not used to saying stuff like that. So yeah.
Yeah.
It was just a little tiny hurdle to get over, but I'll get over it.
Okay, good. Yeah, yeah, bring it. I know it's awkward. It's like yeah. whoever sits down and is like, so tell me all the amazing things about you, unless you're at like a job exactly. interview. You know, you're like, well, I'm very resourceful. Well. I'm good with people, blah, blah, blah. You know?
yeah
so maybe you can just pretend like you're interviewing for a job and just like, okay, here we go.
Well, I usually lie when I do that.
Oh, oh my gosh. Okay.
So I won't lie on this one.
Okay, yeah keep it honest and
just little white lies, you know, just to yeah. get the job, but mm-hmm. that's what I do.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you're not alone in that. But that's fantastic. You've been like a beast going through the training, because you just started last thanks. Week, did you not?
Yeah, I think so. Thank you. Yeah, yeah, I can't remember when I started, but yeah, I had a little catching up to do. So
so
I was trying to get him out there, and it's been fun. Yeah, I've awesome. Been really enjoying it.
Awesome. Good.
Oddly enough.
I know.
Didn't think I would.
I know. It's always a surprise.
Yeah.
So what questions do you guys have? And it doesn't have to just be, about the training. It could be about, videos in general, or where, we're getting closer and closer to beginning looking at tech and stuff. So if you have any pressing questions or anything that are coming up, ask away. Ask anything. Ha ha, the crickets. Well, let me start. I'll start us off then. Sandra, you had a question.
What do you do? I think you've covered this before. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure, but what do you do when you want to put notes somewhere, or do you use a prompter? Like if you want to do longer videos and you need to have some points that you want to talk on, mm-hmm. How do you post those somewhere so you're not reading, look like you're reading something?
Sure. So there's different ways of doing it. And those ways really depend on how you want your video to look and how you want to appear in your video. So I have talked about before about having talking points and stuff like I use talking points myself. So if I'm doing, like, for example, our chat tonight, or if I'm doing a webinar or something, I will have talking points, like if I'm doing a live thing, in a little application that I can just, in my computer, and I have the talking points right underneath the camera, and I glance down to them. So if I'm like, and where was I? Oh, yeah, of course. And then I'm back to looking in the camera. So that's one way of doing it if you're doing a webcam type of thing. That's pretty user-friendly and easy to do. And if I'm doing, say, like the course, the videos for the course, what mm-hmm. I do is I plan out what I'm going to say way in advance. And I will have it in my computer, and I print it up and have it on pieces of paper. And I have the print very big, so it's easy for me to see. But I go through my talking points one at a time. And because I know I'll be editing them, I know I don't have to get them perfect. So you'll get the structure, the general structure of a, you know, of a business video, you know, of one of your regular videos, in the bonuses. And so there's a certain order, like, you know, you start with a hook, something to like reel them in, you know, and they're really quick. That's something that's going to be exciting. They'll want to keep watching, you know, then you go into like an introduction, a quick intro of who you are, then into the problem, what you're going to solve. And so there's all these points that you generally go through in any type of video, and that goes for like homepage video, sales videos, regular blog videos, like all of them can follow the same basic structure. So what I do is I have talking points in the same structure that I'll be saying the stuff in, and I even have headlines. So if I'm on the intro, it says like in great bold, like intro, and then I have some talking points. And I will do each section a couple times if I need to until I feel good about it. And I feel like I have enough there that I can cut it together. And then I move on to the next section. You know, so that's how I do it because I know I'm going to be editing it later. And now when it comes to, like, say you don't want to edit your video, you're just like, I just want to be able to do a quick video, like a 2 minute or what, however many minute video, and just get through it and not have to like figure out where I am. There is this, you know, teleprompters are definitely a way to go. I would recommend teleprompters over memorizing unless you have a photographic memory. Because the amount of time that you'll spend memorizing, if you have a memory like mine, is not worth your time.
I don't have a good one. Yeah.
Okay. So I have yet to use teleprompters for my videos because for me, I'm I just prefer to speak off the cuff. I know like there's like the super crafted, perfect sales videos that people do. It's just not what I want to do. I don't. Like, I think it's cool that they're doing it. That's great. But for me, I would rather just continue honing my voice to my people. And that's because when you speak, it's different from when you write, you know. The writing, you have to really work hard to make it sound like you because all of a sudden you sound like a robot. So teleprompters, some popular ones are, like, if you're using your webcam, there are, like, website teleprompters, so you can go, like, and I can put some in the group for you, but you just go and you literally copy and paste in your stuff, and you set the pace that you want it to scroll at, and then you would just put it up so, like, if this is your computer screen, you would want it to be as high up in the computer screen as possible, because your camera will be right up here. So you want the words to be as close as possible to there. And you want them to also, like, not be super, the paragraphs to be not super high, I mean super wide. Because if they're super wide and your eye is following all the way across, and then, like, you'll just see that eye darting back and forth. So if you have a narrow type of paragraph width, then the eye does not move. It's not as, like, you know those clocks from the 80s where it was like an owl clock and the eyes would, like, click back and forth, and it's, like, very distracting. I think it's in, like, Back to the Future, but that is a good way to make sure your eyes aren't doing the crazy, like, that it's obvious that you're reading kind of thing. If you are using something other than your webcam, like a smartphone or a tablet, one thing that you can do is if you have a separate tablet. Uh-oh, what's that you got there, Sandra? I saw a dog face or something. Oh my gosh, it is a dog face. Oh yeah, that's one of those clocks. And the eyes just go clonk, clonk. The eyeballs just go back and forth. You're the best. Oh, can't hear you. Oh my gosh.
These ones move around. The eyes actually move around. Talking about it, I just couldn't resist going and get it.
That's awesome.
Thank you for that.
That's great. So if you're using your like a smartphone or a regular, like a camera to do your videos, you can get an app for your like iPad or like a tablet that is a teleprompter app. So, and I'll put that in the group as well for you. And essentially, oh, we've got Ian. Hold on. Let me add him here. It's a party tonight, guys. Okay. So while he is signing in, So I'll say, yeah, there's an app for the iPad, so you can put the iPad. Okay, here's I'm revealing a secret. I was putting pins in my hair just before we started. So they're right here. So if this is your smartphone and you have it, you have your smartphone, you would put your iPad or tablet right below it. Okay.
Okay.
So that it's, again, as close to where you're going to be looking as possible, so that it looks okay. As close as possible to the lens, and that it looks like you are like right there. Okay.
And then you have the teleprompter words on your iPad then.
You got
okay.
it. Yeah.
Okay.
And what happens is, so how teleprompters work, you may have seen them in like TV shows, and you see when they show behind the scenes and someone is like reading off of a teleprompter, is it slowly scrolls the words up. And so as you're reading, and you'll have to set the pace of it as well to make sure that it's going at the pace that you would read at. But the goal is always that the pace that it's scrolling at is such that the line you're reading is always near the top and near the lens. So it looks like as closely as possible that you're looking into the camera lens and at your audience.
Okay.
And
what is the app for the talking points that you said that you would use on like a webinar? Is that what you
Stickies,
said?
Stickies, yeah. So I'm on a Mac and I use a program called Stickies, but essentially you just want to get any type of application that will allow you to float the app on top of your webinar. So that, so like while I'm looking, because I'm looking at you guys right now, but on top of you guys, floating right on top, is my little... Okay,
him.
No, here we go. So I just tried to add Ian while he was calling. That was... Okay, so that was such an experiment, because he was calling, and I was like, well, maybe I can add him in if I just accept his call. And that is not the case. That's hilarious. Okay.
So we didn't get him?
He's trying to get in now, so hopefully that'll work.
Okay, so you've got that going right now on your talking points, or
I do actually. I'll do a
or
little,
laid over us. Okay,
I'll do a screenshot here, so you can see what I'm looking at. Okay, smile, ladies. Okay, so I'll put that in the group for you, so you can see exactly what it is that I mean. And let me see, can I add attachments in Skype? I think I can. Okay, so I'm going to put it in our chat box here, so you guys can see it right away. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem.
Great.
No problem. But I'll say, like, essentially, like with actual teleprompters in films. Okay. So I'm adding it into. It's in our chat box right now. I'm gonna try to get Ian back in here. Come on, Ian. I feel like it's The Price is Right. It's like, Ian White, come on down. So in a film, if I could find my phone, because I was telling Sandra, I can hear my phone. It keeps doing these like like little sounds at me, but I don't know what I did with it. So I'm going to use my external hard drive. So let's pretend this is a big movie camera and this is a lens and it's looking outwards at people. Does that make sense? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So an actual teleprompter on a big film set would be this thing that goes up in front of the lens, and it's see-through to the lens, but the person on the other side can read it. So that's what newscasters and things like that use. It's something that it's like a what do you call it? Like a scroll, but it's see-through. But it's like a two-way glass or two-way mirror, if you can think of it. So the camera can see through clearly. I hear you, Ian White.
You hear me?
I do hear you.
Oh my god.
You're in the call.
Yeah, it's Skype's kicked me out 4 times in the last minute, so I don't know what's going on.
Oh no. Okay, well you're in now, my friend. So
let me close my door, I'll be right back.
Okay, no problem. So that's the essence of teleprompters and having those, you know, the ones that you can use with your iPad or in your desktop. It's essentially doing its best to try to imitate what the pros use. And the pros use something that goes directly over the lens, so you're always looking right into the camera, like I am right now, as opposed to slightly below it, which is where I'm looking right now. Okay?
Okay.
So that's the difference. But you can get these things for, like, for free, instead of paying hundreds of dollars to get a real teleprompter, like, a, you know, film one. Okay. You don't need that. Okay? Yeah. Make sense?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. Yes. And I will say this too, Gail, if you do want to, you know, start using teleprompters down the road with, you know, longer videos or your business videos, one thing that I want you to, or two things I want you to keep in mind are, number one is to make sure that you read your script out loud. And if possible, read it to a friend and ask them if it sounds like you. Okay? Because you always want to make sure it sounds like your voice, like you, and because the pitfall or the rookie mistake with teleprompter stuff is you write something and it's glorious and it's perfect, and then when you start reading it, it doesn't sound like you at all. It sounds like you in writing, but not necessarily you as you speak. Okay.
Okay.
And another no worries. Another one is to make sure that you don't go into rote while you're reading from the teleprompter.
Go into what?
Rote. So that all of a sudden it's like like monotone, okay, and you're just like going kind of robotic because it's all laid out there for you. Make sure that you've given yourself space to bring your personality to it, you know? And that, okay, and that even can come into the writing, so that whatever little things that you might say, or little breaks, like how I just went, that you put stuff like that in there so that it doesn't sound too perfect. Otherwise, okay, you sound like a newscaster, and I don't want you to sound like that. Yeah. I don't think you either.
Yeah.
Okay, kay. Beautiful. Yeah. And welcome, Ian. How are you doing, mister?
It's been a busy day.
Yeah. I hear you. So I know that you've been, like, very, like, eyeball deep in your work and in Ian land. So how are you doing as far as the boot camp is concerned or making videos? Is there anything that's popping up for you? Or are you just like, hey, I've been free falling and doing my work stuff, and I'm just here because I have a half hour to myself?
That's about what I have. Honestly, I hadn't even... Since doing Mission 10 or my 10 plus, the bonus special, I haven't touched this stuff until today. I am like, oh, I think I have half an hour here. I'm going to start module 3. So I cracked it open, watched the first video, and I'm like, I got to go back to work. But I'll get there. I know there's some really cool stuff coming. I just need to plan it into my schedule when time permits, and so that'll probably start again next week.
Okay, beautiful. Sounds good. Is there?
And I feel super guilty for not commenting on all the cool videos that are already there. Like, I haven't even had time to watch them. I'm like, oh, there's somebody's genius. Oh, there's somebody's awesomeness. Oh, I don't have time to watch this right now. But good for you for jumping and doing this new job. Anyways, so sorry, I will comment.
It's all good. Late. It's okay, Ian. I know, and I say this, you know, Katie and I were talking about this earlier, is like, life comes and calls you sometimes, you know, and sometimes like business, like other business stuff calls, right? Like, it'd be great if I'd be like, yeah, you guys, 6 weeks, just block off 6 weeks of your time to dedicate 100% to the on-camera boot camp. Not gonna happen, right? So I get that, you know, it's first quarter and there's lots going on in our businesses and in our lives and in the world. So, you know, you do what you can. And as I say, like, there's no pressure to finish with the course, you know, like, at least not from me. I'll put it to you that way.
Just peer pressure all the way along the bottom of my screen here.
Like, do it. Oh my gosh. So are there any more questions, guys, about anything video related or the course or your progress? Yes, Katie.
I got one. There's a lot of noise in the background, but okay. My question is, I don't have to put ums in. I have them naturally, and they drive me crazy. I know all my bad habits, but I have a really hard time changing them, even on auditory thing, you know, like things which are not video, but audio. And one of them is instead of just leaving a break, I say, so, and I've got all these things. And I wondered if you have any methods for, maybe from your acting training, these bad habits. I know it won't go away in a day, but maybe if I could practice, it might happen. An extra thing. Yes. Ian, we're glad to see you back.
We did.
That's
awesome.
Thank you for noticing I was gone.
We totally did.
How did we not?
Oh, my gosh.
So there we go.
What was that?
You missed the dog, Ian, so we have to make you laugh. Sarah Michelle Brown was talking about boggly eyes, and she was talking about these 80s clocks with the eyes that move, and I just so happened to have one.
That's awesome. Oh, my gosh. I'm just, like, misting up. You guys are so awesome. So, Katie, great question. I'd say there are a few things to keep in mind. So, number one is a little goes a long way. So, if you a little bit or here and there, it's just part of how you naturally speak in conversation. It's not a horrific thing. Now I'm going to be very aware of every time I do it now because we're talking about this. But it's not a horrific thing, right? Like, it's not the worst thing in the world if you say every now and then, or you're just like, so. It's when it comes out of nervousness is when it should be something that's a concern. So if you're just like always going, and it's coming from being afraid, and it's coming from, like, as you say, like a bad habit, but a bad habit that comes from nervousness, then that's something that will naturally go away the more comfortable and confident you get on camera. It's something that will just kind of take care of itself. If it's something like, I'll just say this, it's not something I've noticed in your videos as being like, oh my gosh, Katie, oh, we got to fix that so problem. We got to fix that. Like, I haven't noticed it. Okay? So sometimes we think something that we're doing is just like, oh my gosh, how can people even listen to that? Listen, look at my every other word. But, you know, the real test is if other people notice it. If other people, like, aren't aware, it's not a problem. You know, if it's not something that's making people feel off, you know, like they want to turn away from your video or like find something else on YouTube or something, then it's not a problem. If it is something where, you know, if we all pay attention to this, say in your next few videos, or if we backtrack and look at your old videos and go, oh, wow, yeah, she does say so every other word. You know, then then it's something that you know, either you start being conscious of it, which I wouldn't recommend at this stage for you. I think right now freedom is what's really important. Your ability to just say what you got to say. And if an and a so come in there, as they do for me and a lot of people, then that's fine. And also, like, your audience has a lot to do with it. So if you're, let's say, a scientist and you're talking to a very academic crowd and you have to be super hyper articulate about amoebas, if you start throwing in a bunch, and you have to be really, like, confident and certain about what you're talking about, if you start going, then maybe it's inappropriate. It's something you should work on, because all those scientists will be like, does this person know what they're talking about, right? Because they're expecting a certain type of presentation from that speaker, right? But if you're talking to artists, if you're talking to fellow writers, if you're talking to creative types, passionate entrepreneurs, what have you, a little a little so doesn't matter, because it actually just reads as being authentic and not so perfect that you're inaccessible. Does that make sense? I see a smile. That makes sense? You can give a thumbs up. I can't hear you. Yeah.
It sounds good. Where I'm really looking at it is not so much in my videos now. Well, although I'm sure when I look back at them, I will criticize myself for that. But where I've been noticing is I've been thinking I've done a whole series of interviews over the last few years, and I'm going to be making them into a podcast, and I'm noticing all those ums and whatever and wanting to edit them out and knowing it'll be a hell of a lot of work. And so because of that, I would like to avoid doing it in the first place.
Right. Well, if again, I go, it happens.
It's a space filler, Katie.
Yeah.
But how do you stop it being a space filler?
Stop talking. just if you're clear on your message, you can use pause for effect before your next sentence. I am a huge sower and ummer and ahr, but I noticed I say less, more conscious of what I'm of taking a break so I don't say an ummer and ah. I still use them, but they're a lot less frequent.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the only way, if it's something that you absolutely have to work on, the only way to change the habit is to be conscious of it. But I encourage you not to do that with the videos because it will take away your authenticity. So it's a catch 22, sister. I'll tell you, I had a... and then there's that the magic of editing, right? As we've talked about, as you mentioned, for me with my videos, because I want, there's certain parts of it that I need to be succinct, so I will remove some ahs or ums and sos here and there. You know, it is part of my speaking pattern, but sometimes I need something to just move faster, so I'll take out that stuff. I did have an entrepreneur who did a TED talk, and she had some nervous breath sounds that she was making because her mouth was dry. So she asked me to go in and remove them for her. You know, so that it is possible. If it's something that is really, again, I say driving your audience nuts, not you, then you can look at it. Okay, but it does cause a lot of work, and it does, you know, to get through it is conscious, being consciously aware of yourself talking all the time. Yeah, not fun, right? Yeah, I see the face you're making. It's that matter of, even in this conversation, because we're talking about ums and sos now, so we're so very aware of all the times we say and so in our conversation, you know? So... So it's that matter of, do you want to, is it that much of a problem that you need to start changing your speech patterns? And again, I say, is it that much of a problem to your audience? Because they're the only ones who actually, that's the only people this should matter about, you know? There is the self-consciousness that we have, and we go, oh, I should sound differently, or I should, wow, do I really do that a lot? It sounds, you know. I didn't realize I said that so much or something like that. Like my sister, she says absolutely till the cows come home. She does it more when she's nervous, but she says it all the time. When you're talking to her, the first thing, like if you say something, she's like, absolutely, absolutely. And she always says it twice, you know? And for
like a nervous tick.
Yeah, but for her, it's just part of how she's from HR. So human resources, and it's part of like agreeing with people when they're talking, and it's probably part of her training. But she will say it a lot more if she's nervous. So when I am like, I shot a video for her a couple years ago, and she was saying absolutely, absolutely all the time. And I had to edit out some of those double absolutelys, you know, because I felt her audience would be aware of that if every other word she said was two absolutelys. So Katie, I go back to how important is it to your peeps that you sound completely articulate and completely like perfect all the time. Okay. So if you have a reply, let me know. Absolutely, absolutely.
I don't think it's probably that important, but I guess there's the old thing, and maybe most of us feel it. We want to if we're coaches or consultants or anything, we want to sound professional in some ways. So, you know, that kind of goes out the window if there's too many ums and ahs and pauses.
Sure.
But if your client really cares if you said a so, an or an ah too many times, is that your client?
The old shaking of the head. That's a no.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. So Katie, I just kind of go back to being, and I can understand, like, you come from writing. So as a writer, it's a very different type of thing. Language is extremely precise as a writer. There's no extra words. You don't put ums in there unless they're designed to be there. You know, the word so isn't there unless it had a meaning, right? But as we speak, we're not as articulate necessarily as we are if you are a writer by trade, by talent. Okay, some people are more articulate speakers than they are writers. But neither one is right or wrong.
We? Do you want to say hi, Mia?
Oh, is that Mia? Oh, we all wave.
Come here, you're apparently a star.
Hi, Mia. Can she hear us?
And you can't see me and my daughter?
I can't.
I can see you guys.
I'll snap a picture. I'll put it in the group.
Yeah, I want to see.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi, Mia.
Hi, Mia.
Hi, Mia. Nope.
Can I call your milk? We. Oui. Yeah. Yeah. They're all over the place. Okay. You want to go see Mama? Man, her eyes are red.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. Got something on your nose.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. That's awesome. Ian, my niece, nephew, and their dog, and my sister made an appearance in the last one, so it's all good.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, no worries. So, Katie, does that answer your question? Yeah. Yeah. So, I would say...
Absolutely.
Absolutely, good. Good. And again, I go back to, I'll just remind you, it's just like, is it a problem to your audience? Period. You know? And then if it is, then you start paying attention to how you speak, and you have some sort of a something every time you use the word or so. You know? So if I just did so, maybe you have to, like, pinch yourself, or you have to, like, just note it, you know? But that's not fun. Yeah. I would rather you just be who you are. Yeah, the ouches. I'd rather you just be who you are. And I haven't seen it as being a problem. If I saw it as a red flag and it was like this nervous thing that kept coming out, I would let you know right now, you know? Okay. Okay. Are there any more questions, my lovelies, so far? No? Sandra, I'll say you had the question about your microphone and it was creating a humming because it's right next to your computer, which we can see. I can see in the screen there.
That's it. So the Yeti is, so I'll just put my Yetis over this side, way over here.
Yeah. So the only things I can suggest at this point, because your big noisemaker is in proximity to your microphone, is it's possible that using... as you will learn in the coming weeks, so we're jumping ahead a little bit here to talk about technology, but a lavalier mic. And a lavalier mic is a smaller microphone really designed just for human voice and picks up less of what's going on in the environment. So your Yeti is like a big giant microphone that is picking up more of the environment. Okay, and a lavalier mic, it's like what the actors use. So it's a tiny, or a newscaster, if you see, they have like a little clip on a tiny little microphone.
Right.
So that's what a lavalier mic is. And it really is just designed to what's the word? Just delete the rest of the ambient sound, the, you know, funky, weird noises that may be happening. Okay. So if you go into Sarah's recommended resources in the group, in the member site on top tab under there, or it's under extras. I can't remember what it's called, but it is under my recommended resources. And I have the list of a whole bunch of gear and software and things like that for you guys to use or to try. And I do have some lavalier mics there for you to give a go. Okay. Another way to disguise, you can, like, as if you start to bring editing into your videos to disguise bad audio, you can put music in there. And as a matter of fact, guys, for one of the videos, I can't even remember which one, but one of the videos from this course, I didn't realize that my microphone was hitting up against something. I don't remember, an accessory I had on my outfit or something, which if I had a sound guy, he would let me know right away, look, you stop, you got to reposition that. But when I did the test, it was fine. But then as I was, you know, in the edit suite, and I went, oh, isn't that annoying? So there is one of the videos in the class that actually has quite a lot of music in it. And the reason is because it's hiding an audio glitch that I did when I changed outfits and had the mic positioned in the wrong place. So if you're, like, if the humming from your tall stand, from your computer, is so irritating to you, you know, like, when I was listening, it didn't sound horrific, so it sounded like something you could still get away with. But if it's really, really, really bugging you, just put some music under it. It's all about
It doesn't bug me, but suddenly I realized, oh, it's the, because it's water-cooled, this, it's the cooling unit. Mm-hmm. So you can, I could just hear it, and I thought, yeah, it could be to other people a bit distracting. Like, my husband picks it up and he mm-hmm. says it's awful, but to me it's probably because I work with this thing beside me all the time. Yeah. So it just, like, it's second nature to me.
Yeah.
But I suddenly thought, oh yeah, can we sort of, I've got, I think in my editing software I've got the ability to turn down the
noise.
I think it might be a volume control or mm-hmm. a something. So maybe I should, sure. Maybe I could also try that, because this is a good mic,
mm-hmm.
but, and I'd like to kind of use it, but if it's going to be a pain, yeah. then
there's,
I mean, most of the time I'll be putting music over my work, I think, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'll do the sound separately.
Sure.
I think that's probably what I'll do.
Yeah.
And I'll go away from this guy here.
Mm-hmm. That's an option too. There's always ways around technical glitches. There's always some, like, my job as a director, it's always to figure out how do we get it done, because you have to get your day. You have to film it, because film is it's an expensive media. You've got 40 people on set. If the audio is going funky, you got to figure out another way to do this, right? So for you, it's just like, can you live with it? If you can, cool, just keep going. If you can't, then it's finding creative ways. Like, there is, in a lot of editing softwares, there is noise reduction stuff, features. Yeah, so you could play around with that stuff too, to reduce the background buzz. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay. We talked about tech. So, okay. So are there any more questions, guys, as far as where you're at, making videos, taking a next step, or anything like that? Is there anything, any burning questions going through your mind?
Are we supposed to be in week 3 this week or next week? I'm just out of sync.
That's okay. So module 3 was last week, and we're in the So the week we're in.
Gosh.
So the week we're in right now. It's okay, Sandra. The week we're in right now is implementation week. And then next week is week 4, and we'll be going into baby steps into tech. Okay, so it'll be some fun steps into tech. And then week 5, the following week will be like officially module 5. Module is better than weeks for me. So in module 5, we'll be going into like really pretty lighting and editing. Okay, so it's coming.
Okay.
Yeah.
But so I'm a bit behind.
Yeah, it's okay.
Because I had in my brain, I had it was module 3 next week for some funny reason. So, and that's that for me is the module that requires quite a bit of thinking and work around it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I think we're kind of all on par right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. No, it's good. It's lovely. So I did promise to dive in quickly tonight a little bit about, your voice, your unique voice. And part of that came from a couple of the ladies who have not been able to dive in right now, who are instead they are focused very heavily on what's happening in the world at the moment, and they are taking lots of action around it. So I did want to talk a little bit about the importance of just making sure that in your unique way, in the way that you need to put your voice out there, that you put your voice out there. So for these ladies right now, they have where their voice is needed, and they are expressing that. For you guys in the course, I want to encourage you to really consider how your voice and your unique perspective on the world can shine through in your videos, you know? So even if you're talking about, say, dog training, okay? So you're a dog trainer. You know, the list of awesomeness that you guys have come up with, there's certain strengths of yours that come through there. You know, when you start to really look at that and you go, oh, wow, yeah, I'm really good at this. And I can really do that. So let's say your videos are dealing with dog training, but you have a strength that you are very compassionate. Okay. So using your voice of being compassionate can come through in your dog training videos. And I really strongly encourage you guys to think about how your specific strengths, how your voice can come through in your videos as you move forward. Okay. So like for me, for example, with, you know, my business videos, I always want to make sure that certain qualities that I have, such as, being able to walk in people's shoes, being able to turn something that can be difficult into more of a fun experience, that is part of my voice when I do my stuff. So it's not just like undirected, directionless there, I'm random when I do stuff. It's not random. It's actually like tapping into the voice that I have and how I want to interact with people and how I want them to feel comes through with the voice that I use in my videos, you know? So Sandra, for example, what's one of your strengths, one of your, from your list of awesomeness?
Strengths.
Bring it, sister.
I would have to pick my big theme is really, beauty in a world of ugliness, and that's kind of you know, I create beautiful things to make people feel in a certain way. I connect with people on a certain, that's my sort of being artistic. That's something that you have to do. You have to connect with people here some way. You have to affect them some way. So that I would say is my sort of special thing with my artistic work.
Mm. Now imagine translating that in through your videos. You know?
And that's what I've got to do somehow.
Yeah.
I'm not there yet.
Yeah. Yeah. But that experience that you talk about of, you know, transforming something, bringing beauty into an, you know, ugly world, I think I'm paraphrasing there, but, you know, to be able to attack your videos in this way, to know that it's not just a random video that you're putting out there about your artwork, that it's a video you're putting out there to bring some beauty into a world that needs it. You know, it changes the nature of the video when you start really connecting with your voice, with your strengths, and what you really want to put out there in the world. And it helps to transform what it is that you're saying in your videos. Make sense?
Does.
Yeah.
Okay. That's where it needs to go.
Yeah. So keep that in mind. It's similar to, you know, when I talk about in module 3, I believe, this thing around, you know, your why. It might have been module 2, but the why of why you're making videos, and it's not to make a video. It's things like to inspire someone, to ignite someone, to empower them, to brighten their day, to give them a virtual hug. Like there's so many different deeper reasons why, and emotional reasons why you're making a video, as opposed to my business coach told me to do it. that when you start to bring that quality to it, you know, when you sit, when you actually sit down and go, okay, I'm going to hug someone through this video. My people need a hug right now. And then you use your energy to hug them, you know? So it's a similar type of thing as, you know, tapping into that voice, into that, you know, the strengths that you do have and allowing them to start coming out through your videos. Okay. So, and I say, you know, to our ladies who are using their voices right now to affect change in the world, you guys are not on the call and I understand why. And I want to say to you guys that we are with you. We are, I appreciate that you are putting a voice out in the world and that you're taking a stand in the way that you are. So I appreciate that. Ian, how about yourself as far as your strengths? What would you say is a top strength of your list of awesomeness? What are you really great at?
It's probably in the realm of compassion, empathy, and connecting to where somebody is when maybe they can't actually articulate it at that moment in time. Mm-hmm. And then being able to use metaphors and visuals to help people switch their perspective. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'll add on to there, and I think it's one of a really great strength of yours, is being a great dad. Mm. And
ask my kids.
Yeah, they're like, wait, you just locked us out.
Sorry.
That's okay. But, you know, this thing around, and I think compassion, caring are tied into that as well. So the compassion that you do have, you look like you're going to say something.
Well, I mean, if I dig deeper into the why, yeah, which it's always been, it's about showing my kids that they can be, do, and have whatever if they put themselves out there. Follow the dreams, follow the passion. That's what I'm doing to show them. Mm-hmm. So it's all digging deeper into that.
Yeah. Yeah. And imagine, Ian, like, channeling that through your videos, which I absolutely know you can. Mm-hmm. You know, that spirit of inspiring your kids, inspiring the entrepreneurs that you work with, you know, showing, being, taking a stand, being a beacon of hope, you know, beacon, like an example of how to do mm-hmm. it, is something that I think is a strong voice that you can start to bring into your videos. You know, I'm not saying it's going to happen tonight, but it's something to keep in mind, right? As far yeah. as what your voice is, because we're talking about what makes you stand out from everybody else, you know. So I think it's lovely.
Because I'm sure I'm not the only person with that message, right? I'm sure there's 1,000 people like me. Can't be exactly this, no. But like me, right? So, but yeah, I appreciate the message.
Yeah, and also I'd say the specifics behind your voice and your why are unique to you. You know, nobody has your kids except you and your wife.
Thank
no one
God.
Has that experience, you know. Thank God. But it's true. They don't have that specific drive. They may have a similar drive, but they don't have the specific one. And it also is not necessarily part of their voice. Or they aren't aware that it's part of what they actually need to infuse into what they do.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Infuse.
Infuse. It's all about the infusion. I heard, okay, my R2-D2 went off again. My phone is hiding in the room somewhere. Okay, so Gail, let me ask you as far as your list of awesomeness or what you feel is a good, like a solid strength of yours. Like, what would you say that might be?
Well, similar. I mean, exactly. Compassionate, caring, and non-judgmental, I guess. Those mm-hmm. are that's probably up at the top.
Mm-hmm. I love the non-judgmental part, especially. I think that's mm-hmm. something that so many people can use more of. You know? And
yes, I want to support people where they are, and I want them to feel comfortable confiding in me and showing me where they need help
yeah.
and knowing that I've been there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've totally been there.
Yeah. And I can imagine, it's funny, I can picture you in your videos as moving forward. And again, this is something that will slowly incorporate, right? But as far as like you standing in front of the camera about to start, and an intention that you might have could be something along the lines of, I fully accept you. And then you start going, then you start talking.
Okay.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, or a thing, ways that you might say that, like, I see you and it's okay, or you're safe with me. Things like that, so okay, that the camera is not just the camera, it's actually a tool for your voice, and your voice of that of compassion and non-judgment. Make sense?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure. Katie, talk to me, sister. Get on, off of mute there, and tell me about some of like what you would say would be your top strengths.
Kind of a fierce integrity. I mean, I'm very compassionate, but at the same time, I can really raise hell. So you may not have seen it yet, but and I'm a rebel. So it's kind of a combination of things. Mm-hmm. And so I have a hard time actually
choosing?
Just saying, it's this. Choosing, yes.
Yeah.
Refuse to choose.
Well, that's part
of the name of a book around people like me.
Okay. I love it. And the refusal to choose is part of the rebellion that you mentioned. So that's fantastic. And, you know, that's, I think, the spirit of nonconformity that is,
I think,
a big part of you is something that I would always encourage you to allow to keep coming out more and more, you know, because part of your voice has to do with this rebellious nature about you, right? So I would even encourage you, like, even look at you going off to Mexico and you're like, so, hey, guys, so I'm probably, you know, I might be doing some videos, but it won't have anything to do with the course and blah, 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 blah. I say, like, I would hone that. I would hone that even in our course, Katie, because I think it's a beautiful voice and it's a much needed voice right now. So I would say hone that rebellious spirit. Throw caution to the wind. Still do the homework. That's non-negotiable. Still watch the training and do the homework. That's the one place where I'm non-negotiable. But when it comes to what you're going to be bringing into these videos, I encourage you to just play and have fun and allow your rebellious spirit to have some more breath.
I love that, Sarah, because it does actually have a bit more of a all-encompassing thing, the nonconformity, because I'm nonconformist even as a rebel, because I tend to be compassionate about people on the other side, even though I'll not agree with them.
Right.
I tend to be creative and all those kinds of things. So, and there's some, and I'm spiritual, but I'm not spiritual. I'm a bit of a rebel in the spiritual community, because I don't think you should sit and say om and, you know, think the world's going to change. So it's like every community I'm in, I feel like an identity, and at the same time, it's like I don't conform either.
Sure.
So you've really nailed it.
Yeah. And I think it's, you know, as part of, again, it's, I don't say it's something that happens overnight, mm-hmm. you know, tapping into your mm-hmm. voice, because really it's part of your, what will become your brand as you know, as video mm-hmm. stars in your mm-hmm. own business, right? These qualities that help set you apart from everybody mm-hmm. else and tapping into that stuff, right? So just to walk away tonight with this knowledge, know that you don't have to suddenly show up tomorrow and you're like, I'm a rebel! And you're just like going crazy or something, like, you know, and don't feel like suddenly tomorrow you have to be encompassing all of that stuff, like 100,000%, okay? Like, I'll take tiny snippets of it here and there, tiny glimpses of it, okay? But these are definitely like really beautiful parts of your voices, guys, it's funny, because everything that you guys said to me tonight, I am not surprised at all, because it's already translating in your videos. It's already been coming out. You know, there's been glimpses of it and grand moments of it and everything in between so far in your video missions, okay? So I want you to know, like, you are not, it may feel far away, you're not that far away, okay? Just keep doing the work and let this beautiful voice that you guys have bubble through, as we say. Absolutely, absolutely.
I was going to say it, but I was waiting for you to
finish. Oh, sorry.
Thank you, froze. What's up, bud?
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Skype ruined the moment.
Oh, that's all good. Are we getting another kid cameo over there?
I thought we were getting another cameo, but we're not going to get it.
Okay.
Avery Vesian. No.
No.
Yeah, that was my niece the other night. She was like, no. I was like, do you want to come on? She's like, no. Oh, there he is.
Oh.
On camera.
Cutie. Yeah.
Hello. I can't see you, but.
Yes, I don't know why.
I'll wave anyway. Yeah, I don't know why.
Okay, my lovelies, do you have any more questions, comments, ahas, anything for tonight?
Grant, do you want to come and say hello?
More kid appearance. I love it. It's the kid cameo.
My husband's here working. Oh. And last time I told him to go away because he was coming in. And I said, do you want to come and say hello? And he goes, no. Oh, no, here he
goes. Yay!
Hi.
Hi.
Gail, Katie, and that is Ian. This is Grant. Say hello, everybody.
Tell him we love him.
Yeah. Hey, he's the guy from the video. I've seen this guy before.
Yeah, he's the gorilla.
He unwrapped that picture. It's gorgeous. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, are there any more cameos for tonight, guys?
No, because I'm in the social innovation center and my kids and my dogs aren't here.
Okay.
You gonna try it again? You gonna blow that kiss?
Oh.
Here we are.
I'm tied to the screen. I can't go anywhere.
That's awesome. Okay.
Everything's always on his terms.
Yeah.
Down. You want to take it down. Okay. Anyways, I think I'm done here. Sorry, guys.
Yeah, no, we are done. I think everybody, are there any more cameos or questions? Are we good?
Nope.
Yep.
Okay. All right, guys. So Thursday of, and Tuesday for you, I believe, Sandra, right? I mean, Friday.
So, yeah, it was Friday.
Yep. So dive on in with where you're at right now. And and I look forward to seeing more awesomeness. And we'll wave goodbye to Ian as he's fixing his tripod. Okay, guys.
Yeah.
Have a beautiful day or night wherever you are. Okay.
Thanks.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.